And today we have the easier sifim at the end of Sifir Aleph. It's dangerous to say easier, but certainly less mefarshim. We're not accustomed to a page of Ebn Ezra that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sifim on the same page. It doesn't happen too often. So we'll see. Now Sifhei, let's learn Sifhei and comment afterwards. Okay, until now we were dealing with this Simon. We learned this year Simon Tess, which was Katlonis, Simon Yud, which was Mazag Rishasai, and Simon Yud Aleph, which was much heavier, was the din of Aisha Sish, who's Nechshad on her husband, for one reason or another. And the last thing we had learned after the Kabbalah disembezzled, like I said, all of this was very heavy stuff. Had it complicated. All the Pesachei Tshuva on this page are on Siv Gimel. Siv Hei gets easier. Hanitan mishitcha v'nachas. As a matter of fact, it's a chiddush. You have a man. Till now, a woman who's mezana creates yichus problems, creates shailas of yichus to the children. Here we're talking about a man, hanitan mishitcha v'nachas, who's a man who's nita mishifa nachris, who there are rumors that he was mezana with a shifra or with a nachris. So there's no psul yosin. They don't psul children over that. I mean, if the nachris has a child, everyone knows the child's a guy because the mother is easily identifiable. Nevertheless, we have here a chiddush. That anita mishifa v'nachris v'nizgaira or nishtakhira, and afterwards she's megayir, or she's a shifcha that's freed. Lo yichna, he's not going to marry her. In kanas lo yaitzi. Nita means there are rumors of znus. Till now, we use the word davar mechuar, that they are either witnesses that saw suspicious things, or there's a kyle, but there are rumors, substantiated rumors, that the woman was mezana. That was till now. Oh, do you mean Nitan? I think Mumlaitra Taina complains against her. And maybe Taina comes from Tan because you get weighed down by complaint. But at any rate.
Why is the Rav saying this way?
What?
Because she be Nishtakhra Nitaira.
Two separate?
Nizgaira. Oh, you mean it's the opposite order. Shifcha v'nachris. Nizgaira v'nishtakhra. I'll mention a possibility now that you pointed out. Give me a moment. He should marry her. Now, why should he not marry her? So here we open up a new discussion of a place where there's no shayla of Isser, but there's a shayla of laz, of rumors, of people talking. A shayla of laz. Now, the suya of laz is going to be in Siman Yud Beis. The pasuk in Mishlei. Something to that effect, that a person is supposed to be chayshish for laz, and the question will be, when do you have to worry about what people say, and when don't you have to worry? Well, here it's saying that you do have to worry, that if somebody is nitan on a gaita, then she's megayer, and then he marries her, so people are going to say, aha, what was said earlier was true. So therefore, he should marry her. But if he does marry her, there's no din of teitzei. There's no din that she has to go out. This is the din here in the sift. Rama is that kirsha asura lazalai elam ken hayalai banimimena. And even if he married her and he's magai lo yaitzi, but if he was maitzi her, he shouldn't take her back. So here we're worried about laz. So Rishainim in the Gemara here. Struggle about how far laz goes. This is not a yichus inyan at all. It's just a rumor that a man did an aveira. How far do we have to worry about it? So that's two shittas in the Rishayim. I believe Rashi says that, like I said till now, that we're afraid that the people are going to say, aha, I told you he was mezana. You see, when she's megayer, he marries her. Now, a man, what? Who cares what they say? The question is, when do you say who cares what they say? And when don't you say it? So that's really Simon Yud Beis. And Simon Yud Beis, we're going to come back to the Sif. But Lamai said there is a second Pshat, which is the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, tend to go together. Ramban was a Rebbe of the Rashba, the Rashba was one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva say, no, we don't worry about Laz Tamazai. Here, the Laz is going to be that this woman's Geirus was a phony Geirus. Why is she Megayer? She has an affair with this man, and now she wants to marry him. She's a Gaita, she can't marry him. She's going to be Megayer in order to marry him. And it's an insincere Geirus. It's one of the, we don't accept Geirim. Shulchan Aruch he mentions four things. We don't accept Geirim. If it's for marriage. Somebody's Megayer in order to marry a Jew. We don't accept. Somebody's Megayer Legadlos for position or for mammon, for money, or I don't remember what the fourth thing is, but they says we're not Megayer. Now the Geirus is Chal. Rambam says if someone is Megayer to marry someone, we consider him a Ger, and we wait to see Matehe Achrisai. We wait to see if as soon as this opportunity falls away, she drops the whole thing, it would be Megala Mafreya that she's insincere. That's what?
Shifcha.
What about Shifcha? What about Shifcha? What's the issue with Shifcha that she's... So Rabbi Kiv Hager asked this kasha. There's a Jewish Rabbi Kiv Hager who asked on the Ramban. He said, Chidush Rabbi Kiv Hager, there, we take him from the tshuva. He says, I don't get it. You're explaining Nachris that she's Megayer. A Shifcha Kananis, when she's bought as a Shifcha, when Megayer HaBakarcha. And when she's freed, she becomes a Jew Bakarcha. So Rabbi Kiv Hager asks, he doesn't understand what the Shifcha business, what the Ramban's pshat, how it fits. I should really just finish the Ramban. Just before I give you his kasha, again, there are two pshatim, when will Chayshish falaz? This is really a global idea. The first pshat is that people are going to say he was Mizana with her. We don't want that. We don't want that. What's the Aveira? A man being Mizana with a Gaita? It's at most, it could be to their eyes, it could be something to Rabbanan. It's not certainly not Isser Erva. So according to the first pshat, we'll Chayshish falaz on that too. The Ramban is saying, no, we don't just go around being chayshish what people say. Here it's in the Yichus. The question is the Geirus a real Geirus? Are children really Jews? People are going to say that she was Megaya for marriage and she's really a Gaita. Then we might see laws on the children that they're not Jewish. So for that, we don't let her be Megaya. And that's the reason the Ramban really takes it out of the Pashtus. And Rabbi says, no, not some chayshish for laz or chayshish for laz of yichus.
He's married, she's a guy. He married her, he's not from, he married her, she's a guy. 10 years later.
No, Mizana with her is a guy. A nitan, yes, yeah, okay. Respect.
Here we know he's a Mizana with her. He's married, civil marriage. He's married to her as a guy.
Okay, so we'll get
to
that.
10 years later,
in a
she divorced. She's
we'll get to
that.
It's
okay.
Going to be a queer thing. One okay. Second. We'll get to it.
What is this China song?
Obviously, he doesn't care about the. I'm not sure what the question is. He's not asking you shyly. He's living with a guy. Right, there's an Isser. No, but see what the Ramban is saying, there's an Isser. But the laws of an Isser were not chayshish. We're not talking here that they're Eidim. It's a laws. So because of the laws, you say you can't marry her. So the Ramban is saying, we're not stop chayshish for rumors. When it comes to yichus, then we're chayshish for rumors. That's really what he's saying. It says Hashem was tzarklast upon him of Yitzchak like Avram, because people said, may I be melech this Abra Sarah. Who cares what people say? The answer is, when it comes to yichus, we care about what people say. People say, may I be melech this Abra Sarah. Who cares? We know Sarah wasn't. But the answer is that when it comes to yichus, we're worried.
Is this Shifra?
Does it matter if it's his own or not?
He was the one who's in
shock a lot. What? If he was... I don't think it's dafke his shivcha, any shivcha, and then shivcha and the shtachar. If it's his and he's meshachar, I guess it would be a bigger laz. But not dafke. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking that the Ramban's pshat makes sense by a guy. He's mizamer a guy, and then she's megay. Why is she megay? Because of that. It doesn't make sense by a shivcha, because a shivcha, when you meshachar her, she automatically becomes a Jewish woman. So anyway, I was thinking, because it's too much of a kasha in the Ramban, maybe, because the halacha is that when you buy a shifcha kananis or an ever kanani, you're megayin and bakar. But it says that if you see they're not going to keep the mitzvahs, they're not interested, better not to be megayin and bakar. Because all you're going to do is create pirtzis and kva Yisrael. So maybe the Ramban understands that we're talking about such a shifcha who we weren't a guy when we bought her, because so she's a maid of the house. She doesn't have a full fledged din of shulchan kanana. She doesn't have the mechuyev and mitzvahs. This is what I was thinking. Now you point out the order. It's very geschmack, because the order is shivcha v'nachris v'nizgayra v'nishtachara. So the order should be the other way. Say nishtachara on the shivcha and nizgayra on the nachris. But according to this, it's good. It means you're mishachar the shivcha. She's megayer and you mishtacher her. In other words, that she needs geiris, that she didn't accept the geiris before him. Maybe.
It's
still out of order, though. What? Only if you title them. Normally you title them, and then mechayev mitzvahs kedushin. They are yin. That's the kasha. A shulchan kanana said of an ivri. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. They are yidden. See, there's no the Ramban's pshat that people are going to have rumors on the geiris. Doesn't make any sense.
So the same Ramban, as we see, the shas you buy them, you don't know.
It's true. Okay, for what? That has nothing to do with the simon. It's a global question. Every time. So it does say in Hilchis Avadim. That if you see they're not interested, that it doesn't work. I mean, there's once a world in which Avadim were bought and they became property a house, and they themselves went along with what the master wanted.
Yeah. So if you don't marry them until you have them for a while, you shouldn't.
You're allowed to marry them right away.
Right.
It gives advice not to if they're not going to keep the mitzvahs. Does it take a while? Maybe. Maybe he's screaming. Yeah.
Can't
you
say the left time is on the
shichur?
Maybe the
shichur
did it to
move that. Maybe it's his own. Maybe the left time is on the shichur, but the
shichur
is
chal.
But the shichur is chal. It's not like the geiris, which would be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rivera said this guy rule. I know. You're right. Maybe they call it the. It's called the inclusive or, where it goes on each one separately. It's okay. It's the halacha of an eved.
The person's a yid
is still there. The dina, still dina. Tara says.
What's the difference between
La'az
and
Rima? I don't know. Alright, the Chochmah Shleim at the bottom talks about what some of you asked. What happens if you have not uncommon, L'Rachman O'Slan, you have a Jewish man living with a Gayish woman, and it could be they become Bali Tshuva, and now she wants to be Megayer and stay with her husband. So first of all, there is a Tshuva that starts from Shlomo Kluger and continues. The later Paiskim accepted it in Hilchas Geiris. We don't accept a Ger in order to get married, but if they're living together anyway as husband and wife, and now they come to be Megayer, so Shlomo Kluger says, it's not pshat she's being a guy or to live with him. She's living with him anyway. Why is she Megayer? They must mean it sincerely. If they don't mean it sincerely, they can just go on living as husband and wife. So, like Chayta Nisker, you know, if they're living together already, like a man comes and says, she wants to be Megayer and I want to marry her. We say, no, you can't do that. You can't be Megayer for marriage. He says, there any way I could do it? He says, yeah, just live with her for a year, move into a house together, live together for a year, and then you can do it. So, I mean, we don't tell them to do Averis, but Lamai said that. So the Chokh Mishleimus is something akin to that.
Before we said, you may want the more comfort too. That's a matzah as well.
If you want what?
Ilchami, there's a thing that anyway, so that if you don't want to somewhere, that but you may want to do it, that's kishan more, they'd be respected more and more accepted.
I mean, other chashashas. I mean, other chashashas. In Gavis, maybe, not here. Yeah, Hilch's Gavis. And Chokh Mishleimus at the bottom says, in Sif Hey, the second column, Hanitan, listen to what he says, Nitan Betsida, Ein Be Shmuel B'Shem Lufi Yosef, after Yadua Debala Nami Yosel Lechatchila. Even if it's not just a rumor, it's true, Yosel Lechatchila Yisilenu. Lechaira Ein Loi Tam. He says, not so. Kiven De Ikari Yisir, Mikayach Lazus of Hosayim. Since the whole thing is also because of rumors, if you do him a first of a Maida Shabala, Lekalazus of Hosayim. He's not going to Rabban, he's going to Rashi. That the whole thing is a rumor that they were Mizana. So now when they get married, they say, ah, it's true. But it is true. So they'll say, ah, it's true. What's wrong? So he says then, ah, Chayim Yitshuvasi, that I printed somewhere else. I don't know where else that is, etc. But he's Takam Etzadeh, that now he does add in the end of the third line. Well, that's where in the third line, the ayin, simukufa ayin, come on. Hey, the yishchasha sheyetzel tarbis roa mutali seena huadim bezeh. And she's megayer, taka to marry him. And we say you can't do it. They're going to abandon the whole thing. So then we let them huadim bezeh. I'm a chashash boyei ba ken kasav nu b'tshuva hanal. So he's a little more permissive in this sif to allow it. In under these circumstances. Okay, so that's if hey, the din of laws of Sivasai, which will come back next week in 7 days. Okay, Sivvav. The Sivvav is the way it's put here in Shulchan Aruch is deceivingly simple. No mafarshim on it, just one grah. Kuti the Eved, Haba Bas Yisrael. If a non Jew, an Eved, lives with the Bas Yisrael, Ava Bishachaza Akuti Vinizgayer, Vedev Nishtacher, Harizel Lo Yisahena, Vimkanas Lo Yaitzi. So this is really sort of a flip of the previous sif, the same halacha. The previous halacha, the man was a Jew, and the female was a Nachris and a Shifcha. In this sif, the female is the Bas Yisrael, and the Bayal is Akuti Vedev. So here we say, when they're megayer, harizel lo yisaena, like before we said lo yichnais, and imkanas lo yaitzi, we said it before, imkanas lo yaitzi. So this is really the same as the previous sif. Now this ignores totally the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which because it's a ksunis daf gimel amud beis, has somewhat better known in the world. The Shita Rabbeinu Tam, the Zirmasus of Zirmasam, that Rabbeinu Tam says that the Bia of a guy is not a true Bia. What does that mean? The Bia of a guy is not a true Bia in the eyes of Halacha. So let me give you the context and then I'll we'll explain Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Gemara in Ksuvah Tav Gimel Amud Beis talks about a period in Jewish history where there was a gzeira, besula hanisus b'yom revi tibol leheg min tchila. They made a gzeira that somebody that a besula's nisus, the headman is allowed to be boiled the woman. And since they knew that Jews had the custom to get married on Wednesday nights, a besula on Wednesday nights, so they would come looking for Jewish women on Wednesday nights. So Gemara talks about being mevatel the meaning of getting married Wednesday night. So, but this is a time period. Tiba leheg mein tchil. So the Gemara says, earlier you said it's a sakana.
What kind of sakana is it? It's something you want to avoid, but why are you calling it a sakana? So they said, high sakana? That's called sakana. And the Gemara, why don't we tell them? You're an Inus and you're mutter. So if he's vile, you don't let it come in the day sakana. So Tosis asks, what do you mean? It's Yahar Vayavar. It's Nus is Yahar Vayavar. So what's our teretz? That a woman is Karka Elam. That's Tosis' second teretz. In the first teretz, Rabbeinu Tam says, Tirus Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Chayavin Misa Abi Ilas Mitzri. Mitzri, he means a guy. Drachmana Akre Lazare Diksiv Vizir Masusim Zir Masum. What's he saying? The bia of a guy is not really a bia. It doesn't asa a woman on her husband. It won't asa on her husband. One of the reasons they were mice nefesh, they didn't want to be asa to the husbands. So Lidr Shlud, let's tell them there's not a problem. It's not a real bia. Taisus says the bia of a kuti doesn't asa a woman on her husband. That's Taisus to say. Then Taisus says, "Umitoch kach hita Rabbeinu Tam lebas Yisrael." The Taisus brings a ma'aser shahaya. Rabbeinu Tam had a bas Yisrael shehimira, a Jewish woman, Rachmana Litzlan, that shmad, uba alei v'kechavim, and then she lived with a guy shaman, and then they came to do tshuva. Now the problem here is she was Eishes Ish, and she was Mizana, and now they're coming to do tshuva. The husband divorced her, so Rabbeinu Tam was matter lekaima lo yisevei kavish and his gaira lo yishayich lemeim echel lebalach and lebayil b'bias mitzri davik b'bias behema. Those Tosis is saying not like this sif. He was saying kuti ve'ever ababas Yisrael. So we say lo yisaema, can't marry her afterwards. Here Rabbeinu Tam says the bayil, even if she's neshes ish, you're mutter to the bayil. It's a tremendous kula that Tosis is saying that she's mutter, that the bia is not a bia, and that she's mutter. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosis doesn't say clearly if she's mutter labayla as well. And there's a fair amount of tumbling over it in the Rishayim already. There is a Tosis Yishanim in Yuma, I think, Pebeis, which quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying she's even mutter labayla. That she's even mutter labayla. And I believe there's a Me'iri that says the same thing. On the other hand, the Ritva says that he never meant she's mutter labayla. He meant she's mutter to the bayil, but not to the baal. So what about Esther? Eshes Kain, one second. But what about Esther? So actually, Tosis asks for Esther. No, it'd be nice if we were learning this on Purim, not on Hanukkah, right?
But even not Kaka, even when she went willingly,
she became Asa, Kashua Vadati Avadati. So Kashua Vadati Avadati, she became Asa to Mardukha. So that's the Rivam. The Rivam has a list of Kashas Arbeinu Tam, which is probably why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. And he says, what are you talking about? We see Esther was asa to her husband because of him. So the Ritva says Tosis never meant the husband. Tosis meant the Baal. Bantam's story was the Baal. I this Gemara, she's going to become asa to her husband. So you have to learn. Luzer then is shari. They shouldn't be mice and nefesh, but it doesn't seem to help that she's going to be mutter to the bayil. She's not interested in marrying the hegmayim. What?
He said it's for mal mal. Why should it be asur al-kun?
So if Shlomo Eger has a tshuva, it bothers him. We have ruach shem shasur l'bayil, asur l'bayil. They go hand in hand. Anytime you ask it to one, you ask it to the other. So this violates that rule. Who's saying she's asked to the husband, she's not asked to the Baal. So if Shlomer Eger says what Rabbi Yosef is saying, that there are two separate halachas. There's one halacha, v'nitma'a. V'nitma'a v'makish, v'nitma'a v'nitma'a k'shem shasol abal, asol abal. It's a tumah. It's a tumah. You know, Tom says it's not a tumah. It's zirmasus and zirmas. However, there's a second din of mala by mal, of a woman who's not faithful to her husband. So there's a marik that says, and it's come up in the past, that an eshes ish, he says it doesn't say umala mal b'hashem. It says umala by mal. If she's mizana, even in a case where api din, it doesn't have a din of znos api halacha, still ma'al o ma'ibal. One of the examples they give is a omer mutter. Somebody who's totally fried, doesn't know anything about Yiddishkeit, and she's married to a man, unless he's married api halacha to the man, and does her wife have what they call today's society an open marriage. You know, they're open marriage. Or in Lavdavka, they have an open marriage. She just goes. She's mizana. She doesn't know that there's such an isser. She's a total real Ayman Mutter, maybe even an Aynes of Ayman Mutter. So the Marik says it doesn't change anything. Mala by mala. She's being not faithful to him. And being not faithful to him, it means they have an open marriage. She's not miyuchet to him. If she's not miyuchet to him, that's enough to asser a woman on her husband. Or mala by mala. Sukhra Shlomo Eger. Benitam holds zirmasus and zirmasa, like the Tesi Shonim says. He meant mutter labal mitzad the din of nitma. He even learns it into the Tesi Shonim. Tesi only meant al tzedin tuma, she'd be mutted him. She's asked to him because of mala by mal. She's not asked to him because of kshev shasul labal asul labayo, because of din tuma zirmasus and zirmasa. But she's asked to him because of the side issue. Now, this was enough to meet Allah halacha d'shtikul tayr. Shlomo Eger had a shaila legabe yibum. He had a shaila in a case where a married woman, married to a regular Jew, was mizana with a guy. And it's clear, let's say there were witnesses, that she was mizana with a guy. Later, her husband died. Ayasaita, there's no din yibum. With some woman who's mizana tachas baila, there's no din yibum. And here she was mizana tachas baila with a guy. So pashit, there's no din yibum b'chalila. Shlomo Kluger was chayshish Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that zirmasus is zirmasam, that it's not a tuma, she's not a saita. Mala by mala, she was mala by her husband, but that's not saita. The p'tur is gzeres kosov of saita. So mainly he was mechayiv chalitza because of this cheshbon mechayiv chalitza, and he said according to Rabbeinu Tam it's not a din of tumah. He says I think it did a mala by mal, and mainly it doesn't pater from chalitza. So bekitzer, just to sum up, we have the sif here, which is the often a sif, and nobody argues that someone is mizana tachas baila with a guy is not allowed to marry him when he's nagaya. That's the halacha. We have Rabbeinu Tam Shita, which only chayshes l'chumra, not l'kula, that zirmasas and zirmasam, it's not a real bia. The only time it comes out of kula is by ibum, that we'd be mechayev chalitza in such a case.
As long
as it's with a guy? That's right. Mr. Rebbe says, because zirmasas and zirmasam. They're pretty clear that's a Rabbeinu Tam Shita.
We have saita anyway.
No, saita doesn't mean that we drink the mei saita. Saita means someone. It doesn't even mean with kinyas tira. Saita means someone is mizana tachas baila.
Would she be
mutter
to a
kayin?
No.
Well, yeah, zayna, any bieta guy, even as a single woman.
Even according to
Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah. No. There's no shaila. A woman is mizana, even if in dine tuma, it doesn't have dine tuma, but it's a fair shalacha. A woman is mizana, a guy is asa to a kayin. That's all.
And the child's a manja?
No, there's no mamzeres from a guy. Now it's interesting, there is a third mahalach, the Ritva brings for Ben Yechiel. It's interesting, he says, Ger Shenes Gair Kakat Shenai Ladami. How's that help here? He says, while he's a guy, he's Mazana, you can't say there's an Isser on him to marry her. Gayim have only Sheva Mrs. Ben Enayach. He doesn't have a Dinah Benitma, Benitma, Surah. So as long as he's a guy, he has no Isser. Now that he's Megayer, you want to carry over that he was vile and create an Isser. So Gershon this guy could come to Shunai Ladam. That's what this Rabbeinu Yechiel says. It's considered a
woman?
What?
Well, he's a guy, there's never been an Isser on the woman.
I guess if he probably holds it, it's not one way, it's not the other way. I'm not sure. But it's considered a Shverer Rabbeinu Yechiel because the rule of Gershon this Gayer is only Legabe Kravos and Yichus. If a guy borrows money from someone and he's Megayer, he still has to pay the person. If a guy owns property, he's Megayer, he still owns the property. He's not Kakatan Shanaila Dami Legabe other halachis. Gemara even says Sanhedrin, he's Chayav Misa, I'll spend Nayach, Bezen Pas Chayav Misa. He's Megayer, he's still Chayav Misa, except whatever Miyot, the Gemara has an exception there. But he's still the same person. It's only got to be Kravus and Yichus. Maybe the oldest Rabbeinu Yechiel holds is a Yichus. What?
As Pur Ravu also.
As Pur Ravu, he could be Mekayim. It's very interesting, yeah. Sus
doesn't ask a woman to kuna.
Sus doesn't ask a woman to kuna. What are you going to do? It's Mefeisha.
I know.
Zimra Susum also, I guess, a limited application, man. Look, the Rebbeinu Tam is a chiddush. That's why it's so memorable. It's such a hard Rebbeinu Tam.
Are all these in the category of the Dabra Makur?
Are these all...
Like,
no, we're talking even if you have witnesses that he was Mizana. Yeah. Dabra Makur means rumors of Snus. Mm. It's just interesting, being that it's Hanukkah, here there's no Shaykhis, this is going to lead into a Hanukkah, right? But you know, there's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, we have a minig tit nochiks. Why? Because Yehudis gave milchiks to this general. First of all, I never knew you get drowsy from ice cream or milchiks. What?
He lost his head.
And second of all, where is this Yehudis business? Anybody ever heard besides this Mishnah Berurah that there was a Yehudis that was involved? So it's fascinating. The Marutzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you know, he Kedarka. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says this whole thing is baloney. Even though Ksas Mefarshim write it, the Taz brings it, there's no Yehudis, there's nothing to do. The Sefer Hashmonaim doesn't talk about it, the Sefer HaMakabi doesn't talk about it. What's his business with this Yehudis? Now, it's brought three places. Afein Hoyu Baisei Anes. It's brought, which you can teach Pashe, but they teach that it means that the Mice of Yehudis. Women don't do Malacha during the Hadlokas Neiris. So they bring this Yehudis thing, and the Melchis is what, three places in Halacha. And the Kedarka, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, why don't women do Melacha when the Neiris are lit? Because Daiton Kalois, and they can have enough of the Neiris. You tell them to sew, they're going to go over to the Neiris and sew Daiton Kalois. So, you know, that's his take on it. But it's not nice to say, so they said Yehudis, they said this all Yehudis. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden Marzia, that's what he said. It's fascinating. The later Paiskim, not the Mishnah Berurah, but the Aruch HaShulchan, which I brought, the Ben Ishchai, the Kaf HaChayim, among others. First of all, they bring the whole story. The Yehuda story, she gave him milchiks. Milchiks doesn't make people sleepy. It makes people thirsty. Cheese makes people thirsty. So she gave him cheese, made him thirsty. Then she gave him wine, got him drunk. Once he got drunk, so then already, you know, he was drowsy. And he was falling asleep, and she cut off his head, and she brought his head to the battlefront, and they all rattled. So, you know, it'd be nice if they could bring his head to the battlefront now, too. So, HaShulchan doesn't make a fuss. The Marks, he makes all fuss. He brings the HaShulchan and Tafrei Shayin, Sifches. He says, Nosha Neigash Lelassis Malacha, calls my aunt Shaneris dog guys. Rashi
Shishkosos ayev chalav. He brings just like the Mishnah Berurah. Then he has the words asmar zeh yishmedagdik in lechol gvina b'chanukah. Even though the story of Yehudas was not during the time of Neis Chanukah, it happened earlier during this period of Tibbol LaHegman Tchila. It was a gzeira of Tibbol LaHegman Tchila. That's when the Yehudas story happened, and it was sort of hanging. It didn't have a yomtif for it. So he says it in six words. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Avner makes all fuss over it. Today, all the intellectuals like to write about it. They always like to write about things that the Paiskim say that are not historically true. So they like to write about it. Chashulcha writes seven words. Am shaloi hoyazeb is not Nes Chanukah. Even though I'm in a different time. But they were kaveya it once they made a Nes Chanukah. Ben Ishchai says the same thing. What? Earlier. He says they say earlier.
You don't say earlier.
If you look, they say earlier.
It was
Xerxes
Yavanna. It was from the.
The Rambam says,
okay.
Yeah,
it's true. But the Neis, the question is when the Neis. That's a little connection. They bring the Tibbol LaHegman Tchila Nusach on this din. Okay. If you like it, you like it. So, Zay. What? I don't know. My remark of any law. It's a mysterious, mysterious thing. Women don't do malacha. The year I got married, if they let the neiris, so I want to eat supper and go to night saving. So my wife told me she can't cook for half an hour. You know, so I lived near a big, so the next day I asked her, Moshe Big, if the women could cook during the half an hour. So Kedarka, he raised his voice to me. He says, Nachelagif in Yantif is this? So you want to get holy in Yantif? Yantif, you're allowed to cook. You want to get holy in Yantif? So at the time, he got upset at me, but I won the argument with my wife, so it was worth it. It doesn't happen too often. I don't know, I guess. Things that probably it's not holy in a Chabad either. So probably sewing and my sewing type of thing. The stuff they don't do nowadays anyway, they don't sew, they give it to the tailor, right? So, Akoponim. Okay. People don't eat cheese. People eat cheese. I don't know. We don't have such a minute.
Pizza.
People eat pizza more Hanukkah than all year.
We
used to eat lakas. The voice to eat lakas today. It's like this guy got taken over by donuts. See them on Macbeth. Okay, good. I'll put some cheese on the table when my grandchildren come today. See what happens. Maybe a little bit of whipped cream on top. Okay. Siv Zion. Those individuals to whom you're not allowed to marry, they can't live in the same mavi. Now I'll explain. A mavi is in the time of Chazal, there were courtyards, like a bungalow colony, a courtyard that has houses around the yard, and they opened into a mavi, an alleyway, which connected a few courtyards. So it's not only in the same house, and not only in the same courtyard. But they shouldn't live in the same mavi together. The koshkein shalei tisham shenu, and certainly she shouldn't be working for him. Mm-hmm. If she's if they're choshed one on the other that they're not allowed to get married, so what is going on? It's going on sif aleph and sif hei. Sif aleph, we had dava mechur, somebody who there are bad rumors about, so you're not allowed to marry them. You're not marry that woman. And sif hei with his alas, presumably it goes on both. And therefore, in these two cases, a person is not allowed to marry.
Now, what is a deraisa? What is a drabat? Sif aleph davar mechua is a chash of a deraisa that she was mazana. So he's not, she's not allowed to marry him. In sif hey, it's a chash of a drabanan at most. Because he's talking about a man with a nachris. Now, I can't prove that sif zayin goes on aleph and hey, but the language of zayin is oisim sha'amru chachamim. Sounds like it's going on that as well. And even it's a drabanan. The Gra and Chav Dalid seems to be pointing that out. You see, the Gra Chav Dalid, Kamash Kamru Perik Beis, the Ksubis. Now, Ksubis Tav Chav Ches, it really only says about a Kayan living in the same Mavi as his Grusha. A Kayan, when he's Megarish a woman, they're not allowed to live together in the same Mavi because he's not allowed to remarry her. He can't remarry her. Certainly, us and Bia with her because she's a Grusha. So Mimela, there's a so there it's an Issa Deraisa. So now I live in the same body as Zakta Gra, because of Parabes Diksubis, Bekayin Lachala Pirushim Sham, Huadin Khan, Ashaina Rakmid Rabban. By a Kayin to a Grush, it's an Issa Deraisa. Khan, Ashaina Rakta Rabban, Kamasham Parakhazaflam Bez, still there's an Issa to live in the same avi, that's what we're saying. There's an issue to live in the same avi, and that's the even Yisrael with his grusha, there should be an issue because the only deraisa is to marry her, to be mezana with her, though, is this drabana. So it would seem to be also. So this is really a call, it's brought in other places in Shulchan Aruch that in Hilchos Saita, that a woman is not allowed to live in the same neighborhood as a grusha or as the one she's chashud. They don't live in the same mavi. How mavi gets reinterpreted in the 20th century, I'm not sure. Certainly not in the same apartment house or not in the same building. They're not allowed to live together. No, he's not chashud on the other ones. Yeah, so yeah, he's not marry any grusha, but that would be. Now it's fascinating. There seems to be a minig. I don't use the word minig because we try to find a makar for it. But there seems to be a minig that when a chasam kala during their engagement period, that they don't live in the same. When she comes to Shabbos, she lives in a different house, or he moves out into a different house. Even if they have a separate room in the basement, they don't stay together. That seems to be. That seems to be the custom. It's probably a good idea anyway. The Raman, Simen Nun Hei, Sif Hei, says, he brings this idea, that they should not be living in the same, Nun Hei Aleph. It's talking about an Arusa and an Arus, who still live in their parents' house. So he brings Dasa Biyichud Lechein Orosh Shu'im Arusasi Bebayis Echad Bebakim Shem Hitziachdu, that's Yehuda Yeshayim Ein Lam Lador Biyachad Shle Yekitzu Zeh Bezeh Afilu B'Shiduchim B'Lay Erisin Yesh Lachosh. Even nowadays we have Shiduchim B'Lay Erisin Yesh Lachosh, that they shouldn't be Bebayis Echad. So that seems to follow what it says here. Now the problem is that the Makar is a Mardechai. Very interesting, Mardechai, in the beginning of Ksubis. It's the first, it's Hagos Mardechai. Right in the beginning of Ksubis, the very first words in Ksubis, it's Hagos Mardechai. He says the following, Shesha'alta. Okay, Shad the Tshuva, right? Shesha'alta. Azachar nekevish nesar su yachad. A man and woman that have erisin together. Michael Lord Yachab by Yisechad. They allowed to sleep in the same house. Yeshlochush Shami Yis Yachtu. They don't plan to do Yichud. We're afraid they're going to do Yichud. The Kaubalei Bracha Sula by the Kanida. Gam Yeshlochush. Listen to this. Why shouldn't the Aris and Arasasi be together? Gam Yeshlochush Pen Yavayuli De Sina Machvashurayin Zeze Todir. Kedizah Bereshis Rabbah Bereshis Bayapal Shantar Deima. Period. Isn't it weird? It says they shouldn't stay together. Pen yavayli de sina machreshurayin says that they see each other too much. They're going to get into fights. They're going to hate each other. So I would think, well, you better find out earlier better than later, no? And there are more really, there are more than, hey, what? Here they're Arusa, she didn't even, she might as well wait. I don't know. She'd rather be a Basula than that. The Ramah's Lashon, a Philip Bishiduchin, Eilam Lo Dabiyachad, Shelo Yakitzu Zeh Bezeh. The Ramah brings the reason of Lo Yakitzu Zeh Bezeh. He doesn't bring because Shema will come to Yichud. He brings Shelo Yakitzu Zeh Bezeh, they're going to fight with each other. And they'll tell them. Another fellow. It's like Moshe has the tshuva to the fellow who was dating a girl. So he wanted her to cook a supper for him. And he asked Moshe, "See a stick? I want to cook a supper. I want to see how well she cooks." So Moshe writes basically that the Banish Helton. You're not going to know from the supper she cooks to you when she's dating to the supper she cooks to you when you're married. It's like two different suppers. It's an amazing thing. In mentality of human beings, I'm not talking about women that are in a fight with their husband, women who love their husbands. A human being, certainly a woman, a person will do what's ingrained in them is good. So if to a woman a certain thing is delicious, she's going to cook it for supper, even though her husband doesn't like it. She'll say, "What do you mean? It's good. See, I'm married to you 35 years. Did I ever eat it?" It's human nature. Is whatever you grow up, whatever you ingrained in you, you just continue with that type of a halach yelach in life. And you know, so when you're engaged, you cook what he wants. But they go back. A person always falls back.
But don't see the flower.
What?
They
don't see each other at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't say that.
No. Right? I'm
but, yeah. All right, you know, whatever you do, but
you also mentioned that once they're committed already, they'll work things out.
Yeah, once you're committed, the Shana Rishai is a big adjustment period, and you find out that you're not exactly as alike as you thought you were. No, the Kasha, though, is why does Ramah bring this reason, La Yakitzu Zeh Bezeh? The Grah just said on our Sif that even in Issa D'Rabbanan, we say La Yadu B'Yachad. That's what the Gra said. The Gemara is their eyes. But the Gra said that it's going as if hey, which is this a Drabanan. So why didn't, according to that, the Ramah should have said, Lo Yadu Yachad, because there are some Drabanan Zeb, is that Kala B'lai Bracha, Asula B'ayla. B'lai Bracha means without Chuppah. Kala without Chuppah is Asama Drabanan. So I don't understand why the Ramah brings Shalei Kitzu Zeb, is that he should have brought this Halacha. The Gra says, even as a Drabanan, they're not all live together. Seems to be a problem, unless the Grom wants to fit even with the Mechaber. No, but the Ramah has to fit. That's no good. I don't know. It's hard for me to understand. Even in Yehuda, where they did the Grom.
Yeah,
I don't know. What? Is it good Kasha?
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, Mishpach. Somebody must think it. To live in the same Avi, even. It says, you know, I live in the same Avi, even if it's just
how they met.
That's how they met. Once they're friends, it changes. Okay, that's it. Siv Zayin. Kol Hecha Shehisru Bai V'Nichnas Siv Ches. Kol Hecha Shehisru Bai V'Kanas Le'Mikri Dibiyadra Mavkin Alamine. Even though we said early in Siv Hei that in Kanas Layaitzi, that in certain people you're not supposed to marry, the last case. But in Kanas Layaitzi, he says the same thing in Sivav. But that's only if they if they did it. But if they were warned by Bezdin, Kolech Shehisru by the Kanas Lay Mikri Dieved or Mafkina Lamine, the lashon is because if not, Mahil Chamitakantam. What does it help? They say Layikanes. If Layikanes is going to be Layaitzi. So once you have Hasra, it's Aser. The ending of the Rasif, Hamagarish Isha, Kadesh Isa, Enu Chaveirai. I don't think you have it in the copies. Aser Lisa Isa. Come on, she's by the staple copies. Have it. What? If he wasn't. Even well, the derises anyway yaitzi, but even the drabbanans where it says in Paras lo yaitzi, so there if she was warned by Bezdin, that's no good. Rama says if someone divorces his wife so that a friend can marry her, that Asalisai. So again, we don't encourage this type of a thing. Remember Kekich and Peterson? Was it Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich? Remember? They traded wives, I think, right?
I think one survived.
So
it's
how they want it.
What? One of them survived.
One of them survived. Just despite the other one. That's right. I don't know. But it's one thing they did it, another thing that they publicized it. But okay, crazy world. But anyway, if you don't know Kekich and Peterson, I'm not missing anything. But I'll just show you off my bikinis. Okay, so that's the end of Sifyut Aleph. Sifyut Beis. Those who can, I'd appreciate 10 o'clock the same till I'm upstairs. Mitzvah Hashem. And okay, next week, Simeon Yud Beis.